R&J Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Rachel Brandt and thrilled to share with our listeners some information on a business that you have to hear about. It's really cool. It's Paws, Hoofs, Claws. We welcome business owner and operator Karen Bush. Hi.
Hi.
Paws, Hoofs, and Claws. Where did you start off with that business?
Well, it started with my mom's diagnosis of Parkinson's disease about 5 years ago. And I told my mom, please let me know when it's time for me to come home and care for you. And I was an English teacher for 25 years at mostly community colleges. I was in Duluth at the time. And 2 years ago, she said, it's time. So I came home, started caring for her. And I needed to find another career because English teachers are kind of chained to papers. And you can't, as a teacher, you can't relocate and demand a job. You know, you just can't. You can't do that. And so one of my friends of like 25 years said, well, what's another passion? And about 2 seconds later, I said animals. It's been a passion of mine since I was very small. And that's kind of where it started. I grew up with a cat and a dog and a horse. So that's where the business came from.
Paws, Hoofs, Claws. You are personally based out of Fertile, Minnesota, but what you do is you go in the home to care for animals. You're not sitting and staying around. You're spending time with people's animals and also taking care of basic needs. So what are some of the services in home that you offer to people?
Snuggle. Okay, that would be, you know, something to put on the work order. I can walk a dog, but everybody knows these dogs that want to go a little faster than a walk. Okay, and so I can do that also. Last weekend, I helped a dog out in Thiefer Falls, and she was part Weimaraner and part German Shorthair. So everybody out there knows that she wanted to run, and I almost sprinted with her. And I'm not a sprinter, really, but it was very fun. And, you know, just food of different foods, you know, whatever they need. You know, I had 5 cats near Mentor, and 3 of them needed medicine when they were gone. But I get trained in. You know, I come for a training, like a free training. And they train me in. I put that on the work order. Then we talk about contract sort of stuff, like how often do you want me to come? And then we talk about price. But I will say that the prices vary, and it's not based on how many animals you have or kind of a flat rate of, you know, it's the same rate for a cat versus a horse. So that is silly to me. So it's usually based on just per visit. Sometimes people want like per day, you know, how many visits. And so that's kind of the basic thing. So it's small animals and large animals. And that's my business.
Yeah. What's really neat about your business and it can reach so many people is that if you do have someone who's an elder in your life and they still want to have the independence and love and care of having an animal, you could come in and help take care of that animal during the day and get mm-hmm. things set up for them. If you're busy and you're working a 12-hour shift, or maybe you're going to be gone on vacation, you don't have to ask the neighbor to take care of the dog or cat or chickens. We'll be talking about farm life in a few moments, but this offers everybody a chance at not even really boarding their creatures, but they're loving their animals in their environment and somebody coming in who knows what they're doing. There's nothing like getting, you know, a visit with an animal sprung on you when maybe you aren't good with dogs and it's your sister and you feel really guilty, you know, doing it or not doing it. It's important to maybe not put that burden on your neighbor or your family member.
Yeah, I would say that a family member, a friend, a neighbor, those situations are my biggest competition. So because people haven't had me before, you know, I haven't been in the area. I haven't been an option for them. And so I would just say that you're not bugging me. Okay. There is no, you know, sense that I'm unhappy, you know, coming over and taking care of, you know, Great Danes, which I have, you know, and, so I just love it. Every time people ask me, do you miss teaching? And I go, well, I miss the papers, you know, but every time I leave, because animals are funny, every time I leave, I have a smile on my face. So it's just fun. So, I mean, call me instead of a neighbor or a friend or a family member. And if you just want me to be on call as an emergency person, I can do that too. Okay. So I worked for a person just recently, and then about a week later, it was kind of an emergency sort of situation. And she said, can you come? And I go, yep, I know it all. I know the code to get into the house. I know, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that was just peace of mind. I also take photos of the animals when I'm there and stuff like that. And owners just love that. And so they, you know, they text back and say, he looks happy. And I was like, yeah, he is. He totally is.
If you'd like to see the photos, they are adorable. I've been taking a look at them. It's at www.pawshoofsclaws.com. That's hoofs with an H-O-O-F-S. And Karen will take care of small and large animals at your home or on the farm. So with the barn duty, even playing and petting and watering, offering food to the animals, if you need an extra hand on the farm, tell us what you can offer somebody in agriculture.
I would say that I'm pretty comfortable with horses because I was raised with one. And then just the other animals, you just have to train me in. I can do all the things that you want me to do and however long. I mean, maybe, and I'm not going to charge you for how long it takes me, you know, because I'm a novice. That as I, you know, work, it won't take me as long. But sometimes the first time I'm like, okay. And I look at my clipboard and go, okay, we do this and this and this, you know. So I'm really fair in that sort of sense. I'm not going to charge you for 2 hours when it only takes you guys 1 hour, you know. And so that sort of thing is a positive. And then just, you know, the people that have chickens out there, they can help me get over my emotionally scarring experience with my grandma and chickens when I was young. She would give me a bowl and say, go get some eggs for breakfast. And I'd be like, and they were all pecking me and stuff. And I was like, I can't do it, grandma. So I'm sure there's a better way, you know, if people can train me in, I'll be fine. I won't have my, I'll get over with that.
And exercise and running the animals, especially during planting season. I know people at the farm dog run around and your animal is in and out, but does it really have that contact and that attention? It's a good time to think mm-hmm. about. If you're in the field most of the day and somebody's gone at work, who's there with the animals? You could stop on by and mm-hmm. exercise and run the animals, as you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Down the gravel road. It's always fun.
Yes. The elders that you've assisted with pets, mm-hmm. they can still enjoy a quality of life having a pet. It's when you start to not be able to do the things that you've been able to do, and then slowly you can't have the pet. That's got to be heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, and the dogs need walks, you know, whatever kind of size they are. They kind of like to get out, and mm-hmm. and especially if you have a hunting dog, you know, and now the elderly can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so I can come in and do that, like at noon. I also do that for people that are at work, you know, doing the long shifts or whatever. I do that in Bemidji, you know, Monday through Friday at lunchtime, take care of two dogs and run them both, but separately, because one is kind of high strung, mm-hmm. a lot quicker, like a sprint, really. And then the other one is just kind of laid back, and I can't do them it doesn't seem right to do them at the same time. So I do them separately.
What's really wonderful is that Paws, Hoofs, Claws, Karen Bush, you see that animals are unique just like humans and they have their own needs. You're not taking somebody's dog to another group of five dogs and walking them all together. You're spending individualized time not just puppies and dogs, but with animals and caring for them. Your radius of service, you're based out of Fertile, so you're really at a good spot where you can get to most of our listeners. Really aren't, you know, at this time saying no to another location. So how can we get a hold of you to receive an orientation, check out pricing, and also what services would make our furry friends and loved ones just even happier than they are?
Well, and I have to say that they don't necessarily have to be furry. They could have feathers.
Yes.
And somebody asked me about a boa constrictor, but they haven't called back yet. And I said, live mice or dead ones? And she goes, frozen, but you have to thaw them out.
Ooh.
I don't know if that involves the microwave or if it involves just sitting them on the counter overnight. I mean, I'm just, yeah, so I'm very fascinated in that. And then, so I come to your home or farm, but I don't stay there all day and all night. I also don't take your animals from you. Most of my clients, it's a half an hour or an hour in the morning, or a half an hour or an hour in the evening. And so I do basic care and snuggling, and I'll just help you out with your animals. You can get a hold of me. It's my cell phone. So it's 218-464-2154. And I also have a website and also Facebook, so you can take a look at that.
PawsHoofsClaws.com. You can find Karen Bush online, and she has services such as barn duty, playing and petting with animals, litter box duty, food and water, walking or running, and the big one,
snuggling. Snuggle.
It's so important for the animals to continue to feel loved. And in an emergency situation, it's good to have somebody on the list that you can call, that you can trust, that knows how to take care of your animal, and maybe even knows where your important animal papers are located. That opens up a whole new side where Karen could be of service to people throughout the listening areas. It's with Paws, Hoofs, Claws. We thank you, Karen.
Thank you.